This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Thanks to them. I want to thank Matt Anaya for getting us twitching away this morning. And thanks to everybody. A lot of good calls and texts and emails.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Tuesday, February 25th. Happy birthday, Jerry Reinsdorf.
Jerry, 89 today. Blow out those candles. Thank you, Mr. Dustin William Rhodes, for your great contribution.
Kevin who?
Kevin Herter. And he hurt the Sixers.
11 threes in two games, pal.
He's the Herter.
He hurt the Bulls' chances at a better draft pick. That's what he did. Hurt my heart.
Morning, Chicago!
And thank you to Brandon Fryer, who had another great day. What a great
sport
day.
A phrase for 200.
This phrase, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. And in 2024, also with the Commanders, who beat the Bears with one of them. Avi.
What is Hail Mary?
Hail Mary is right, yes.
That's pretty good.
That's awesome,
yeah. Jeopardy question.
I love that question.
Thank you, Brandon. And hey, Marshall Harris is here. He's in the building.
Happy Combine Day.
Yes. Good to hear from the general manager. We'll hear from the coach later on. And Dan Bernstein is in the building.
That's a bunch of horse hockey.
That was David Sampson,
David,
right?
Sampson, yeah.
David Sampson.
He's always good.
He's great.
I think it was good. Y'all had him fired up.
Yeah, everybody on your show fired up with each of your guests.
I just like David Sampson debunking a lot of the myths of the, you know, this, like, the next billionaire is some sort of white knight coming in to save everybody out of the goodness of his heart.
Hey, you know, it has nothing to do with him. It has to do with the change from everyone I talked to.
I wouldn't get your hopes up.
My hopes have been shattered.
Good.
Through the course of my life, my friend.
Then you'll be okay.
Grass ain't always green on the other side, though, Molly. That's,
I don't think he dispelled any of the notion. I think he spelled it out in terms of what it takes step by step to get to a point where a lot of people leapt to yesterday in terms of jumping to conclusions that are easy to understand why people would do that. David Sampson spelled out exactly what needs to happen or what could happen next.
Right. I mean, we know they're going to get sold. Sooner or later, at some point, that's the plan. That's been the plan. That's been publicly reported that that's what they're doing. It just don't presume that the next billionaire either A, knows how to win or wants to spend money.
But I think I don't understand, Dan. I mean, and maybe you help me understand. I understand why the White Sox would be loath to jump on this story and to amplify it, and why the statements are coming and why they want to say, hey, slow down. I don't, for the life of me, understand why anybody else would be slow to do that, because this is hope.
I agree.
This is a morsel. This is a glimmer.
Yes.
For a guy to come in and to change the complexion of your franchise. So you have the opportunity to go into free agency and be a competitor in a city like Chicago should be.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't really think, but no billionaires want to spend. I mean, everybody got all excited about Rubenstein in Baltimore. Billionaires are not here to make your life better. They're here to make themselves more rich.
Justin Ishbia wants to own a baseball team just because he loves baseball?
No, he wants to own a baseball team because they're incredibly valuable assets.
Yes.
That's why.
If you invest
he wants to make them. Let them go up in value.
Yeah, but Dan, the fact that it's difficult to run a team because you don't have the money to pay for itself, it would help if you got 2 million people through the doors and you had enough money to pay everyone and pay your baseball bills, and then your asset grows.
Well, the asset grows no matter what.
That's what the stadium is.
What he wants is a mixed-use entertainment district.
I'm with Dan on that.
These are all real estate deals.
That's fine. That's great.
Don't presume that the next person is a fan.
I'm just telling you that everyone I talk to feels pleased that there's the possibility of change, of difference.
I'll push back a little bit on the Dan saying, don't presume that he's a fan. I mean, he is a fan of baseball.
Yes,
he's a stated fan of baseball. Yeah. And I understand why you're saying the business will outweigh that over the long haul.
I agree
with that completely because I've seen how businesses work and how billionaires work. So I understand two points here.
People aren't clamoring for a billionaire. They're clamoring for different, for change. Just move on from whatever's going on.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think two things can be true. One, people such as myself who have been White Sox fans for a long time are hoping for something better than what is going on right now. Number two, anybody who buys this ball club who has the resource to do so got in that position by having a certain business savvy, which if you look at where the work stoppage is coming from and look at how that's going to be decided, I think you're not in over your skis, but maybe a little overly optimistic if you think someone's just going to come in and fix everything.
Well, it's okay to be excited.
It is. I'm
okay
excited. I'm excited.
Be carried away.
Thank you for saying that.
I'm just saying you have a guy who clearly maybe there are business interests, but he certainly has there's a romantic notion of owning a baseball team that still exists, or at least that's the perception of him. Not only when he was going to Minnesota, this was the perception of Justin Ishbia there, what he was going to do to that franchise. He's backing out of that venture for some reason.
He'll eventually be the owner of the White Sox.
Yeah,
but again, this idea of somebody wanting to own a baseball team because they want to spend their money to win baseball games, I think is folly.
And that may be folly, but let's just concentrate on what Dave said.
I know it may be folly, but like we're coming off a season where the Los Angeles Dodgers just did that. They just spent more money than anybody could imagine to win a World Series, and the Mets are saying, "Well, we're going to be that team next year."
The Mets are going to be out of that business soon, and Cohen's already hinted at that.
Well, you know what? They're going to be out of this business soon, but after they did it the first time.
Yeah.
The White Sox have not done that yet, so the idea that they could possibly be in that spot is exciting.
It is.
What do you got? I'm with you. I'm super excited.
I'm just saying I wouldn't wait for it because it's a real estate play. These are all real estate plays.
What do you got today?
Poles and Ben Johnson and Bears.
Hey, don't forget about those.
We will talk about the Bulls' pathetic performance last night, and that showed one team showed you how to do it. That is how you do it. And the Bulls, they tried. They told Vooch he was hurt. You're not playing. Sit down. And they started Zach Collins. I got a text from somebody in the organization who said, hey, we're starting Zach Collins. What more do you want us to do? We're starting Kevin Herter. What more do you want us to do? And I said,
Kevin Herter was all right.
I said, stupid Billy and his good coaching. Going to ruin everything.
It's going to ruin everything.
We have High Noon. We've got Mark Grody at 1 checking in from the Combine.
Oh, yeah.
Have a good show.
Have a great one.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almacid.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.